Content for classroom. What is floating loss? First of all, floating losses are not real losses. It is the display of the profit and loss status of the position at the current price. Because we didn't make a sell action, it would not be real loss. So referred to as floating loss, the existence of floating losses is affected by three aspects. There are the current situation, the quantity of time, and the price of USDT. If the market drops after the start of the quantification, the current market price is lower than the average position price, floating loss. When the market goes up, your account immediately shows profit and the floating loss disappears. Otherwise, it shows floating state. Second, quantify time. Long quantification time. Your profit will be much larger than the floating loss ratio. This is even though your buying order is still in the state of floating loss, but the overall position still shows profitability. Third, the price fluctuation of USDT under the trend of rising market, because the amount of cash realized is more, so the price of USDT will fall. When the market plummets, a large amount of capital will drive up the price of USB. Therefore, the price fluctuation of USDT will also affect the floating loss of the principal. So floating loss proves that you are now in position in the process of falling. We have floating position in the process of rising. We sell profitably. Only constant ups and downs have room for quantification. This is the law of the financial trading market.